This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What is this, a new If I Were You podcast? Well, kind of. These are episodes that were living behind our Patreon for the last 5 years, and we figured, why not release some of the best ones onto this feed to reward those of you that never gave up, that never unsubscribed? So please enjoy this classic episode of If I Were You, recorded at our old studio in 2018. Hell yeah.
All right.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
You look kind of drunk a little bit.
Just a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not that drunk.
Because I saw you on to the right of the couch, which I could still see. I have a flask.
I have a flask and I have a handle over there.
It's 2:40.
I was vaping downstairs. I have like a weed pen.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. If I'm feeling like if you can tell that I'm like a little out of it, maybe I just need to like
don't do another drug. Yeah, if that's
no, I would just like fucking skull a rail of cocaine just like to even me out.
You're fine.
If I just need to like you're fine then. Bumps, then.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to do any right.
Well, I just
skull a rail.
It's kind of like this delicate balance of like I get too drunk and I'm like a little crazy, and then I smoke a little weed to mellow me out, but then I get too mellow.
Every day is that roller coaster.
It's not every single day because I wake up and I'm not like fucked up because I like slept it off. But
do you ever wake up with a headache?
Yeah, but like it's easy to get rid of a headache. You just fucking
caffeine,
smash
or
a rail,
orange juice.
You just bang out a rail.
Have some water.
Snort a line of cocaine.
Do you ever use a humidifier? It doesn't dry you out, so that keeps you hydrated and healthy.
I wake up like overhydrated. I'm like usually drenched in sweat, so I need the powder to dry my shit.
You drenched in sweat means you're dehydrated because your body is expelling.
I'm soaking
all
wet.
Yeah,
I wake up and I'm wet.
Yeah, so that's dehydration.
If I wake up and I'm super wet, I'll try to do some blow.
No,
and then if I do too much blow, then
it sounds like you want to do the cocaine regardless of how you feel.
I'll shroom out for a little bit.
Shroom out now.
Yeah.
So cocaine,
taking acid tabs,
acid,
Special K
pills, and alcohol daily.
I didn't say anything about alcohol.
You don't drink?
I have a little whiskey.
Yeah, you said you had a whiskey in the handle.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling out of it. I feel like I need to do a bunch of blow because then I'll be a little more focused.
Do blow. Please don't do blow.
All right. Well, I just feel like maybe I overdid it on the weed.
It's a bonus video Thursday episode of our show,
yeah.
If I Were You.
That's why I try to stay a little sober for these.
A little sober.
We're on video. Usually when we do the pod.
Yeah.
I wake and bake.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, and that's like, we sometimes do it bi-coastal, so I can't like keep tabs on you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I prefer.
What's in that?
Goose.
What's that?
Zaddy's juice.
What's that entail, the Zaddy's juice?
Zaddy's juice is just jungle juice that I lace with cocaine. If you drink cocaine, does it also do what it does?
I would think not, otherwise people would just drink it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Putting in your nose seems uncomfortable. Like if you can just
Is it just that you put it in your? If you snorted alcohol, it would be like faster way to get drunk, right?
I'll take a fucking line of vodka.
If that's just like would it be as popular if you had to snort it?
Can you butt chug heroin? I'm serious. Can you put heroin in water and butt chug it?
It's a good question.
Who says no to that? Thank you guys so much for watching. These are, as usual, real questions from real people. Only difference is every other Thursday you get to watch us.
Mm-hmm.
And it is completely free of advertisements, marketing. Get out of here. We're not here to sell out. This is direct to consumer.
Right. That's
They're paying us $5 a month for content.
Correct.
We're delivering it
straight. Yep.
We're not
ad-free.
Trying to monetize every nook and fucking cranny. Well,
yeah, right. Okay. Did you sell an ad?
I sold another ad type deal. I don't even want to call it branded content because that has such a negative connotation. Do you remember?
Why do you even mix it? You ham up so much that we don't sell ads, and then you're like, I have one little ad.
Like, do you remember months ago I sold one and they wanted you to read it?
Yeah.
So that one went awesome. That one was good for business. They sent me another one. Do you mind? I forwarded it to you. If you could just read it.
Yeah,
cold.
I do mind. I don't want to sell ad
because I sort of.
Are you like you didn't I even give me any money from that first one, by the way.
So and
like
I'll pay you as soon as they.
The annoying thing is like it's not as, just
you have
monetizing
to send me a
this.
W-9. Yeah, yeah. Just give me a W-9. I can just give you the cash.
Did you send them a W-9?
Yes.
Are you're just throwing up roadblocks for me to not get paid?
I'm just trying. I'm figuring out because
I'll give you a W-9. I will give you a W-9.
Okay.
Am I going to get paid for this one?
Let's see how the client likes it.
Okay. Right.
And see if you can stare into the camera, too, because this has to be like...
Well, I won't be able to stare into the camera and read it, because you just sent it to me.
Do your best.
Imagine a raisin the size of a fig.
That's cool.
Now a little smaller. A little smaller. So we're getting to a raisin.
Well, I don't fucking know.
What you're holding is a new crepe. From the makers of plastic.
That's awesome.
It's this. Try not to editorialize, okay? It's the size of a grain of sand, but wrinkly. How? The answer is pseudoscience.
Interesting.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, actually. It gets better. For every micro raisin we sell.
I love this.
Two more are donated worldwide to, I don't know, Canadians for all I care. Are you sure you didn't write this?
It sounds familiar now that you're reading it, but I don't think I just forwarded
it. So what
along.
Can we do to help? Well, as of now, this product is just a fever dream in the mind of a man in a coma in Vermont. Venmo Amir, or maybe even I'll set up a dummy account. I feel like you sent me the draft instead of the final.
Just keep reading it. We'll
and
cut around
it. And we can get
it.
To work. Because, hey, when we're working together, there's no reason I shouldn't get rich off this shit. LOL. Coupon code CASH. I really think this is so...
I'm down to donate some to the cause. What was the Venmo name again?
You said Amir.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
All right.
So
I'll
you want people
along.
To Venmo you for, I guess,
to
a very, very tiny raisin.
No, to revive this guy.
It's... Oh, okay. So now it's like a GoFundMe for a guy's coma for his medical bills. To Venmo you directly, it seems like a circuitous route. Like, if they could just give more directly to, like, the hospital
present them with one big envelope with one big check.
All right, cool. So this has nothing to do with the raisins.
The raisins? What the fuck are you talking about?
You said imagine a raisin the size of a fig, now
that
smaller,
was just
now smaller.
To get people talking, I think.
So don't have notes for me if you don't even know what you're looking for.
You did great, and I'll pay you as soon as I get paid. Oh, I already got a Venmo.
Really? That's... How's that possible?
Because I blasted my family, so I got one from my cousin.
If you're
watching, thank you so much. He gave $1,200.
That's insane. For what? For this guy's coma?
Well, I said that I was sick. All right.
This is a separate scheme then. You have lots of different schemes to get people to Venmo you.
You have different avenues.
What did you do? You were Venmo requested your entire family, or you wrote an email?
Both, yeah. Independence is about having different revenue streams. So that one dries up, you're still getting
yours. You're just more
yours.
You're a tech savvy. A homeless person. You're a tech savvy bum is what you are.
Yes.
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 It's instead of a sign, you're just Venmo requesting people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm getting Venmo. You said it correctly. I'm getting Venmo
requests. Okay, well don't agree with me we're having a casual conversation about where I'm accusing you of a crime, I think. Don't dance. This isn't a good thing. this is a sad day for you. You're happy because you got $1,200. That's not a dab.
If you're happy and you got $1,200, clap your hands. And if you're going to get more cash, fap your hands.
No, don't. Oh, God, I hate that.
All right. Let's answer some questions. This guy is kind of in a sticky situation after getting down with the total dime piece last night.
Ooh.
So we'll call him FDR.
Why?
Because he's on the dime. I'm getting down with a total dime piece last night, and the gag is I still live with my parents while I'm at college. So I did all the traditional cover-ups. Turned the TV on to mask the sound. Tried to be as quiet as possible. I thought I was in the clear because in the morning my mom was none the wiser and carried on as though everything was normal. However, on the way to school, I received a text from my dad, and it said, "No more girls while we're home. Too uncomfortable and disrespectful.
Ooh, ouch.
So he 100% heard me. I'm embarrassed beyond belief, and I want to hear, what would you guys do? Should I pretend that he's imagining things? Should I just ignore it, and we never have to talk about this again? Has this ever happened to one of you guys? Thanks for your advice. Love, FDR.
Cool. This happened to me all the time.
You brought ladies home during college?
Maybe during college and then after college.
And you would just hang out with them in your room all night.
Yeah.
Thin walls, old house, people heard.
Right.
TV on to drown audio, or that's also noticeable.
It wasn't loud, but like, I guess,
yeah. Were you trying to be a little quiet?
Yes.
But you were caught.
We're trying to be a little quiet, like actual, like noise yelling wise.
Yeah, I feel like that only works to an extent. Like, we have to be quiet, we have to be quiet. And then at a certain point, you just sort of lose yourself to this act and you're like, oh shit, I think I screamed. Like, right. You almost brown out.
I think what ends up happening, like, if other rooms are completely quiet.
Yeah.
Even if you're not making that much noise,
it's hearable.
If you're utterly silent in your house and you just hear people sort of like having a muffled conversation, you can hear that.
Right.
Everything's hearable inside a house. So like, there's not necessarily me like going, oh my God, but it's sort of just like this like quiet. Yeah. I'm sorry. That kind of thing.
Yeah. So whether or not they heard, were you ever called out on it?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Like the next day, my mom would be like, that was too loud.
She'll say that to you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, sorry.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't do anything.
Well, it made me feel a little bad. It was a little uncomfortable, obviously. It was like, gross, stop talking to me about this.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She's right here still. We're all eating cereal together. You know Jill, she's married to me now, Mom. Don't tell me that was uncomfortable in front of her.
Well, I mean, now I feel like I wouldn't get caught. It'd be fine.
That's cool.
They'd be encouraged. They'd think I was giving them grandchildren.
That's good, because it should lead to another generation.
That's right.
How'd it go? Do you need anything, et cetera?
Yeah,
exactly. Et cetera,
At this point, they're trying to facilitate it. Jill, another glass of wine? Why don't you guys retire early?
It's 4:15, Mom.
Please, well, please. Playing mood music.
This has happened to you.
Has it happened to you?
No, I would never bring somebody home to my parents'
house. You've
never
even brought someone home while your parents were home?
I mean, girlfriends slept over, but I don't think we would...
You didn't even
sex.
Have, you never even had sex in your parents' house while they were there.
I can't remember that I did. Because it was never like I was there for a month with my girlfriend. It would be like, oh, she slept over for a night. Let's not have sex because we're next to my parents' room.
Right.
You know, logical things.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. That's fair. Is this guy certain that the dad heard him? Or is it just like they knew a girl was there and he said don't?
He said,
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he said, no more girls while we're home. Way too uncomfortable and disrespectful. So I assume they heard.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty forceful text. I think you just got to say, I mean, you can't do anything except say, I'm sorry.
Should I pretend he's imagining things?
Yeah. I mean, if you're
uncomfortable. What are you talking about, Dad? There was no girl here.
The thing is, if you're uncomfortable, all you can do is be like, I'm sorry. Let's not talk about it. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. And then it's over. But like, if you're uncomfortable and you're like, it didn't happen, and then your dad is like, no, I heard like the headboard banging against the wall, and you're like, that was something else.
He's actually like, lock the door. Me and your mother will reenact what it sounded like.
Yeah, there's no like, that just makes it more uncomfortable. There's not anything that like saves. You're not, your dad isn't going to be like, oh, okay, I guess I didn't hear you fucking anyone.
So would you even respond to the text? Thumbs up reaction?
Yeah, I would respond and be as respectful as possible. I am really sorry. That was not cool. It won't happen again.
It was rude of me.
Yeah.
But then you have to knock it off.
And then you do have to knock it off. I mean,
you didn't knock it off. You just apologized and moved on.
Well, my parents were way more chill. I never got that kind of... If I'd gotten that kind of text from my dad, if he was like, this was really disrespectful, I think I would have done way more to hide it.
I still would have done it.
I would have done it.
More to hide it.
It was definitely more like, it was... My parents like teased me about it. It wasn't like
how dare you.
Yeah, it wasn't. They were aren't just like, they just aren't that like sober of a people.
How close were your rooms?
This was like when I was in the attic and their room is on the second floor.
So there was some distance.
Their room is right below mine.
It's directly, so they heard everything.
It's directly below. I don't
the
know
worst location
everything.
The room could be was directly below.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they heard. I don't know anything. They didn't tell me.
Let's
exactly
have them on. Mom? No, Dad?
No.
Reenact, no. Please.
They would be embarrassed. They wouldn't tell you what they heard.
So, yeah, you have to reply. Don't ignore it. Mm-hmm. You have to say, quick apology. Take a beat.
Yep.
Maybe one day you can find your own apartment.
Yeah. And in the meantime, just like, don't have this stuff in your room. If there's an area of the house that's really far away, I feel like you could get away with it again.
Basement. A shed of sorts. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so
it's more
fitness,
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% Ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Bark box.
It came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, next question.
Yep.
This one's a party animal.
Ooh.
So who's the biggest party animal in your life?
Jeff Rosenberg.
Jeff Rosenberg writes, longtime listener, second time writer. I'm in a real predicament of my own doing. Almost 4 years ago, I threw a party and some kid was giving me problems in my own house. So like the macho man I am, I warned him multiple times to not keep messing with me. He then proceeded to knock over some game of beer pong I set up and I lost it on this punk. I grabbed a samurai sword that sits on my mantle, and I gave him a small nick on the knee. It got blown out of proportion at school, and people called me samurai for a while. Long story short, we made up and everything was fine. 4 years later to the current date, he's been selling drugs, and I guess turned into like a drug dealer that hangs out with real thugs now. He messaged me the other day saying he wants $200 or he's coming to take the money I owe him for what I did when we were 16. Like, what the actual fuck did I do? Is it stupid to want to fight him? Should I just give him $200 because I was a dick 4 years ago? I really don't want to hand over $200, but I don't know if I can scrap with real thugs. Thanks, guys. He sent a picture, too.
What a strange predicament.
So this guy wants $200.
It's a really small detail, but I like that this guy thinks it was blown out of proportion.
Yeah,
like,
this photo is pretty bad. That's like a pretty deep cut.
That's... Yeah, like, It was all blown out of proportion. You attacked someone with a sword.
Yeah. Also, like, it's more than just a slice. That's like a slice with a little opening.
Yeah.
And there's blood on the knee. And there's gauze on the blood.
Right.
So, and like, there's blood on the ground.
Yeah. So I think that your nickname of the samurai is earned.
Yeah.
What you should do is obviously tell this guy that you're going to meet him with the thugs and the $200.
Uh-huh.
And then go, like, superhero. You show up, you have your samurai sword.
No.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, you wanted some of this?
Sing! You remember me.
Whoa.
The story is not yet finished.
Sing! Yeah, you owe me $200. Yeah, scraped my knee.
Do you accept Venmo?
Sing! Yeah, sure. Venmo, cash. As long as it's like a private transaction.
Incoming Venmo from ding, ding, the samurai.
That looks like a really heavy sword. Like you're having kind of a hard time holding it.
I have arthritis. God.
You cut from yourself a little.
Yeah, it's very sharp.
Yeah, does your wrist hurt?
It does. Amputate it.
Also, it's a very matte sword. You're making all the sound effects with your mouth.
Ding!
You know what? Keep the money. You're a loser now.
See how that worked?
That's cool. Would you give him $200 if this happened to you?
Of course not.
For slicing his leg open?
You can't come and request it 4 years later.
Yeah, but you also don't want to scrap with thugs.
I don't think that meeting them and giving them $200 gets you out scot-free. Like, there's no way that the thugs meet up again and they're like, all right, who else should we rob? It went pretty well when we robbed Jeff.
Yeah.
They'll be like, no, like they keep on going back till the well is dry. I would imagine what you have to do is just be like, that's not happening.
But then what if they beat you up?
My theory is that they won't beat you up. They're more like a threatening group. They want to threaten people to get quick, easy money. If they get it, great. And if they don't, they move on to the next thing.
They're just
looking for a target. They're looking for a mark.
Yeah.
They're villains. And that's why you have to stand up for the little man. That's what the superhero does. Zing, zing. Rain coming down. A hood just dripping right past your face. Looking at the ground. Eyes askew. But then, ding, they come
up. Your wallet's on the ground, dude.
Shit.
Is there a finder's fee? I kind of just saved you from
flash of thunder and lightning. Where did he go? Where did he fucking go? And then, your buddy's head just like rolls off his body.
So you fucking decapitated someone?
He was a thug.
Oh my God.
They wanted $200 from the fucking samurai.
We owe you more than
time
that.
You earned the nickname.
That's cool. The samurai. Coming soon to, I don't know, Netflix, I guess.
What would you do if somebody wanted money from you?
I'd Venmo them instantly. $200. Leave me the fuck alone, though. Now, here's Fine. The cash. Here's... Get out of my face, jackass.
I'm a tough guy. I'll give you your money. Just get the fuck out of here.
Unless you want more, and then you scram.
Yeah.
Here's $300. Peace be with you.
Keep the change, but take your dumbass away from my town, and don't come back now, you hear? Unless you want a little more money. In which case, Venmo requests me from afar. Don't do it
around
me.
Here's $1,000. Keep my parents' name out of your mouth.
And just in case you need it, I'll write down their bank info, their routing number, and their account number. And you can set up a wire transfer recurring if you want. You little rascal.
But if I see you take one more dime, then let's say 40 grand... Your ass is grass, and I'm going to call the cops.
Don't take it all at once, otherwise they'll notice and shut you out. Sing!
All right, last question.
Okay. Go ahead, anytime. What? Yep. What
yes,
you got?
Yes.
Something?
Yes,
all right, okay.
Yes.
It is?
A guy who's concerned about his sister.
Me.
You, writes, I'm in a library and everyone keeps, the library keeps everyone's reservations on the shelf arranged by surname with the cardholder's names clearly visible. My sister's reservations were on the shelf over from mine, and I saw that she had on the shelf waiting to be picked up, a book. That's right. The title was, quote, Living with a Narcissist. I know that she likes to read books about all sorts of things. So do I. But I was worried by this particular choice, as I know that she and her husband seem to have had some troubles recently. She's been spending a lot of time at work and less time at home, frequently going away on business trips. It's to the point where there's a lot of pressure on their relationship because he's putting his career above his family. When he comes to family gatherings, he looks at his phone a lot of the time, is short with people, and doesn't say much. A few days after noticing the book, I asked my sister if she's been reading anything interesting, but she said that she hadn't. So my question is, what do I do about this? I wouldn't really call it snooping to see a book in a library shelf because I was there too, but I don't know if it's my place to ask her about it. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
I got a lot of opinions on this, but you go ahead.
Depends on your relationship.
Actually,
How close are you with his sister? Like, is it like kind of distant where you feel bad saying, hey, I noticed you rented out a book called Living with a Narcissist. Anything you want to tell me? Mm-hmm. Or do you like do what you just did, which is like, hey, read anything interesting recently? Make yourself available in case they wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, right? Doesn't it seem almost like book aside, you don't have to get her to talk about the book. She's like, it almost seems like all the information that you need to ask her about her relationship is there.
Yeah.
Like, the guy travels a lot. There's pressure on the relationship. He's mean at family outings. You don't need to be like, I saw you had a book about narcissism. Is that related?
Just yeah, that was
like,
about you. There's one called The Snooping Brother, How to Keep a Weasel Out of Your Family Forever.
Like, you don't have to find the mystery behind the book. If you're worried about your sister's relationship and you want to have a check-in with her, I feel like that's fine.
But how much do you press if she's like, it's fine, whatever? Are you like, no, it's not fine?
I wouldn't press. I would ask an honest, open question and let whoever I'm asking know that they don't have to tell me about it, but if they want to, I'm there and I'm curious and I care. And if your sister feels like sharing with you, then she will. And if she doesn't, then she won't. And if maybe your concerns are all for naught, she'll let you know.
Is there anything to the idea that if it's an older sister or younger sister, your relationship will be different? Like, are you more protective of your younger sister than your older?
I used to be. Now I'm like, they're evening out a little bit more now that the triplets are in their 30s.
Now everyone's like sort of an adult.
Yeah. Micah's still a baby, but the triplets are 30. It sort of feels like when I check, I don't have to like protect them very much.
They're all the same age as you.
I probably didn't have to protect them for a long time, but I still felt that like it felt a little bit more like older brother relationship with them. Like we talk and I'm like much quicker to be like, I can help with this if you need it. Do you want my advice on this stuff?
Yeah.
And my older sister, I'm way more demure. And I'm like, and I ask her about stuff, but when she has problems, I'm like, you'll figure that out.
Right.
I know you will.
You're the older sis.
You're the best. You taught me to like Billy Joel.
Who talked to you, younger sister? I'll give him a knuckle sandwich.
A job interview? You want me to kill? You want me to kick his ass?
It's a female boss who's leading the interview.
That wasn't very woke of me to assume.
Please don't tell our older sister. She'll spank me.
She's the boss of us.
You did get spanked by your older sister a lot, right? I'm fucking joking, man. Oh my god! No. Do you remember Was she ever? How old? She's 3 years older than you.
Yeah.
At a certain point, she was big enough to beat you up, like when she was 6 and you were 3.
Yeah.
Do you remember flipping the script? When were you stronger than her?
We got into some scraps.
Knock down, like, drag out.
We did.
Like, I mean, when you were 7 and she was 10?
Oh, yeah. When she was like 12, I think. No, maybe I feel like when I was 9 and she was 12, I really think that we got into some fights.
It's weird because beating up a 12-year-old girl sounds awful, but when you're a 9-year-old boy, it's par for the course.
I was never the first to... Hannah was more violent with me.
Mom?
She would kick my ass. She would kick my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
What would she do?
Like
push you?
push me, slap me in the face, pull my hair.
For fun or because you were mean?
No, we would like get into fights over like who's holding the controller, whose turn it is, who gets to, whose TV show we're going to watch. And like then she would sometimes hit me. And
grab the remote and just hit you in the head with it.
Or like, oh, if I was on her spot on the couch, she'd like pull me off or something.
But classic. Yeah,
so we would get into like, didn't you, your brothers ever kick your ass?
Not really, actually. I don't know why. I was definitely a turd.
They never like pushed you.
Maybe because one was 8 years older than me. So like, is a 16-year-old really going to beat up an 8-year-old?
I got into some scraps with Micah too. I'm 8 years older than him.
What'd you do to him?
He was like bothering me. I'd push him away, and then he would hit me back when he was like eight. When I was 16 and he was eight, he like headbutted me in the nose and gave me a nosebleed.
Yeah, I never did that. I never made my brother's nosebleed.
Interesting.
You were a bad sibling,
right? That makes
you deserve that.
I was always attacked.
You were a crash test dummy of sorts.
Yeah,
your family treated you as a scarecrow.
I was
or a punching bag.
Yeah.
And rightfully soy, because you are a soy boy.
I was a soy boy.
All right, bring it up, and you don't have to dig so deep. You don't have to reference the book either.
Yeah, you don't have to pry.
That
if you wanted to know about the book, you could ask about the book, but the time has passed.
The time is no longer here.
Yeah,
and thus ends another episode of whether or not you should beat up your younger sister.
Bring it on.
If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, send them to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Regular episodes of our podcast every Monday on the main feed.
Ooh.
Thank you for watching bonus Thursday episode. Thank you for your patronage. Thank you for your time. And we'll see you soon. Bye, everybody.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.